I'm a pilgrim and a stranger, wandering through this world of sin, on my way to that blessed city, when the saints go marching. Oh, when the saints go marching in, when the saints go marching in, Lord, I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in. Oh, I know I'll see my Savior, and the gate is free from sin. On the clouds I'll ride to heaven when the saints go marching. Hallelujah! Oh, when the saints go marching in, when the saints go marching in, Lord, I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in. When we gather on the throne, gates are closed within, on the glory, glory, when the saints go marching. Oh, when the saints
is mine. There's victory in the camp. Hallelujah. Amen. We don't have to be a lot. Amen. It can be Brother Fergus and his family. They can have a good time. Me and my family. Me, Brother Will and his family. Amen. But we are a lot.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Victory is mine. Victory is. Oh, it's mine. Victory today is. It's mine. I chose Satan. Get thee behind me. Victory today is mine. Oh, joy is. Hallelujah. Joy is mine. Joy today is. Oh, I chose Satan. Get thee behind me. Joy today is mine. Oh, peace is mine. Peace is, hallelujah, peace is, oh, peace today is, the Thank you, Lord. I chose Satan. Get thee behind me. Be today is mine. Victory, victory.
Healing.
Healing is mine. Healing is mine. Healing today is mine. I chose Satan. Get thee behind me. Healing today is mine. Rest is mine. Rest is, hallelujah. Rest is mine. Rest today is, it's mine. I told Satan, get thee behind me. Rest today is mine.
Amen.
Amen. Victory is ours. Let's sing one more song before we sing our song to go into our worship. Let's sing that song. Know we not, you are a temple. Hallelujah.
Know we not, you are a temple.
Whoa.
Know we not, you are a temple. You are a temple of the Holy Ghost. Yes, I know, I am a temple. Yes, I know, I am a temple. I know, I am a temple. I am a temple of the Holy. Full of praise, full of power, full of glory. Full of praise, full of power, full of glory. I am the temple of the Holy. Walking up the seven steps unto perfection. Whoa, walking up the seven steps unto perfection. Walking up the seven steps unto perfection. I am the temple of the Holy.
Amen. Let's sing this song. It's called Do You Know Grace? Amazing Grace. Amen. We'll just sing. I think it's on the computer then. If it's not there, we can cancel it. It's okay. It's nothing. Huh? It's okay. I thought I put it. Amazing Grace. Just sing Amazing Grace if we can't find that. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was, oh thank you Jesus, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that told my heart to him, and grace my face relieved. How precious did, hallelujah, that grace appear. I must believe. Through many dangers, toils and snares, I am
power and grace will lead me home. When we've been there 10,000 years, God shine. Being is the sun, we've no less this to say God's peace, and we. Praise God, praise God, Him.
Hallelujah.
Praise God, praise God, Amen. Praise God, praise God, praise God, Amen.
Is that song, Let Me Walk With Jesus? I've been on the mountains with Jesus. Hallelujah.
I've been on the mountains with Jesus. I've been in the valley so long, but never one time He has failed me. To Him in my troubles I go.
Let me walk with Jesus tonight.
Let me walk with you, Jesus. Don't ever leave me alone. For without you, I could never. No, never made heaven my home. You found me when I was so lonely. You found me when I was so blue. You found me when no one would love me.
Hallelujah!
No, and no one knew just what to do.
Let me walk with you tonight.
Let me walk with you, Jesus. Don't ever leave me alone. For without you, I couldn't do nothing. Made heaven my home. Let me walk with you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Don't ever leave me alone. For without you, I could never. Heaven, my home.
Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Oh, God richly bless you. Amen.
Hallelujah.
We thank the Lord that today He's made it another grace for us to be here.
Hallelujah.
There are many empty chairs, but yet we know that the Lord called you and me tonight. We heard the Lord calling, and we responded to be here this evening. So, as he said, where two or three are gathered Hallelujah. Together in his name,
Amen.
There he is in their midst. So, we are more than two this evening. And as long as his name is the center of our meeting, he's right
Hallelujah.
There. As the two disciples going back to Emmaus, their conversation was all centered about Christ. So Christ came and walked by themselves.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. So he is here. For him, he never fails in his appointment. He's always, as
Hallelujah.
He said, if only you meet, I will be there.
Amen.
If you call upon my name,
Amen.
I will answer. Amen. Praise God. I can hear my Savior calling.
Amen.
Amen.
I can hear my Savior. I can hear my Savior calling.
I can hear my Savior calling.
Oh, calling, Lord.
I can hear my Savior calling.
Take thy cross,
take your cross and
follow
me.
Oh, where He leads, I will follow.
I will follow.
I will follow.
Where he leads me, I will follow.
I'll go with him.
I can hear.
Yes, we heard our names. We heard you calling this
Savior.
Evening. Oh, the
I
Lord, we
hear.
Responded.
I
and here we are,
hear.
Lord.
My
right in your presence, Lord.
Calling.
Yes, Lord, we have come. Because, Lord, when you call, there is always something good. And so where you lead tonight, Lord, we will follow where you lead. We will follow. Whatever you tell us, Lord, we say amen. Yes, Lord. How you lead us tonight, we humble ourselves, Lord Jesus. That, Father, we lay ourselves upon the altar. Oh, so Lord, lead us now.
lead us now, and we will follow, Lord, tonight. Lead us, lead us, lead us, Lord. Speak, speak, Lord, speak, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the day, oh Lord.
Hallelujah.
Our going out and our coming in, Lord. Oh, we woke up this morning. We have been to our own businesses, Lord. And Father, oh, we heard someone calling. And Father, we knew that, Lord, it is another Wednesday. And Father, we thank you, oh Lord Jesus. Oh, for the church bell that was ringing, oh Lord, in our hearts. And the Lord Jesus, we know when the schoolmaster, or when they called, even our schools, in our colleges, when the bell rings, and all the children are gathered at parade, oh, always the headmaster is there. And Lord, we know you are here tonight, oh God. So Lord Jesus, even as you have called, and Lord, we surrender to you now. The Lord, you lead us, O God.
Yes,
lead us by your word, O God. For us, Lord Jesus, we sit at your feet. Amen. And Father, we behold your beauty. Oh, tonight, Lord Jesus, let your word, O God.
Hallelujah.
You have prepared for us this day, Lord. Let it, Father, find a place in us, O God. We want to be lifted up. We need your inspiration. Oh, we need your quickening power. Lord, tonight, here we are. Speak, Lord Jesus, and with we are all with ears, Lord, and our heart ready, O God, to hear all and to take your word, Lord Jesus. So, Father, help us tonight, even, Lord, as I stand here, Lord Jesus, oh, Father, I pray that I completely decrease, Lord, that you increase, O Lord Jesus, and that, Father, you speak, Lord, to us tonight. By your word, O God, the word of life.
Amen.
Oh, the word that is grace. The love, the word that, Lord Jesus, is you yourself that has been produced, O God. Oh, as our spiritual food. Father, give it unto us now tonight. As we wait on thee, Lord. In Jesus' name, O God, we pray with all thanksgiving.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God richly bless you. For coming, and let us remember as many that had not been able to come this day.
Amen.
We will remember them in prayer. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The Lord knows why they are not been able to come, and we believe that
Amen.
It is upon very good reasons that they are not here.
Mm.
And we ask the Lord that the Lord will touch them wherever they are.
Hallelujah.
Brethren, tonight, it's a question, and it really fits into our situation now. He said, what hour is it now?
Amen.
Brethren, what hour are we in? Praise God.
Amen.
Are we particular about the hour that we are in? Have we recognized the hour that we are in?
Yes,
that's
sir.
The topic I brought tonight.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. What hour is it now?
Mm.
Let's look at our first reading, John 4, 23 to 26. Very common message. Very common scripture.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Let's hear the word of God. But the hour cometh,
Amen.
And now is,
Hallelujah.
When the true worshippers,
Hallelujah.
Shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
For the Father seeketh such to worship him.
Amen.
Oh my.
Thank you, Lord.
God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
The woman saith unto him, I know that, Messiah cometh,
Amen.
Which is called Christ.
Hallelujah.
And when he is come, he will tell us all things.
Amen.
Jesus saith unto her,
Hallelujah.
That speak unto thee, am He. Praise the Lord. Our second reading, also a very popular scripture, Malachi 4, 5 and 6. Praise God. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the house of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. Oh, Lord, be merciful. Lord, be merciful. What hour is it now? The hour cometh, and now is the hour. Amen. Amen. That the true worshippers who worship Him, the Father,
hallelujah,
in truth, in spirit, and in truth.
Yes, Jesus.
Praise God. And this woman said, I know. Last week, we talked about another woman who said, I know.
Yes.
Do we also know?
Hallelujah.
Do we also know?
Amen.
Do we know the hour that we are living in?
Amen.
Oh, my. Shall we bow our heads? Lord, we have read your word, O God.
Hallelujah.
And Father, how great it is to know the hour that your children are living in. Because as the prophet said, this is the hour of preparation. That we need to prepare ourselves. Because there's coming that great and dreadful day. And the Lord Jesus, we know that, oh God, without preparation, we will be lost. So Lord Jesus, we thank you that this evening, grace has given us, Lord,
amen,
privilege, Lord, to be in your presence, O God.
Yes.
Oh, to hear your word, O Lord Jesus, and to quicken, Lord Jesus, our steps, Lord. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ that the Holy Spirit will sweep over us tonight. Oh, in the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray with all thanksgiving.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? Brethren, even from the scriptures that we have read, we can just pray and go home because it's self-explanatory. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Said the hour cometh, and now is the hour.
Yes.
Last week we were talking about one woman who said something so great. He said, I know. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's turn to that place again, Joshua. Joshua 1. Joshua 1:9. Joshua 1:9. That woman said, and she said unto the men, I know. Oh, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
If only we will also know that same way. There is power in these words. I know. It carries what? Faith. It carries what? Trusting in the Lord. I know that the Lord has given you the land. Oh, hallelujah. Not that He will give it to you, but He has given you the land. He has given you victory.
Amen.
And that your terror is falling upon us. Praise God.
Amen.
And that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. Oh, praise God.
Amen.
Look at this woman living in sin, but yet she heard something. He said, we heard that God opened. Oh, praise the Lord. Your God was able to open what? A sea for you to walk on dry grounds. Oh, my. And we have heard that those two mighty kings, Shiloh and Og, they were nothing before you people. Praise the Lord. That alone, oh, faith cometh by hearing and hearing the word of God. And when this woman heard this, who can then stand against these children of God? I know. She knew. He said, I know. There's no doubt. Because if you have a God that can open the sea for you to walk through dry grounds, then there is nothing that can stand before you. And so all the inhabitants, because of you, your very presence is a terror to us. Brethren, this woman, because she believed, she and her whole family, house, they were saved. Because she believed, her life has been what? Nothing but what? She was just a prostitute. But just one day, hearing this message, and then it was upon her heart that yes, these people, I believe, they are true what? They are true children of God. And see, when you are desiring Him, He comes your way.
Amen.
Amen. When you are desiring Him, He comes your way. When you talk about Him, He will come your way. Just as the two disciples going to Emmaus, their conversation was centered about Him. And He came walking along with them. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, they are in their midst. Look at that Ethiopian eunuch. Praise the Lord. Desiring Him. He went to Jerusalem to worship. But when sitting under the ministry of the Pharisees, he couldn't understand anything. He went to the synagogue. The Pharisees preached, he couldn't understand anything. Because what he is here, what he was desiring, the seed that was here, the light that needed was not coming. He needed the right light to what? To reflect upon the seed that was in him. So he himself was trying to do what? To see how he could even understand by himself, desiring to know him. And we have heard this already many times. Philip was what? Having a good revival in Samaria. God said, go over there. Someone is desiring me. Praise God. And Philip had to go over there and bring the light upon that seed. Oh, hallelujah. Blind Bartimaeus, seated there, always desiring. He had heard about this man. That he can heal all manner of diseases. That he could walk upon the sea. That the billows, the winds and the storms do obey him. He heard that he has fed what? 5,000 people with what? With 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. So, oh, when I know this man is the only one that can let me see light again. He's the only man that can let me see light again. Desiring in his heart, but he was blind. Who is going to lead him toward to Christ? But he was desiring him. And because of that, Jesus, what? His attention was going towards that place. Because someone, faith was calling him. Faith was drawing him. Praise the Lord. And all amongst all the crowd, people shouting, said there was a big crowd that was following him. Many were among them who were sick. But they were after something else. Some were following because they want to find fault. Some were following because of what? The bread they ate. The 5,000 people. They were all, almost all of them. Even they've called their families. They said, look, this man, when you follow him, he can bring, he can change what? 5 loaves. With that day, we ate really good. You know, I brought some to the house. You see how it was very sweet. So they were be what? Following his what? His campaigns. Only to eat that bread. To eat what? Bread. Oh, my brother, my sister, what does the Bible say? What does the Bible say? He said, don't go after what bread that perishes. Amen. But the bread that will sustain you unto what? Unto everlasting life. And tonight, we have another woman here. Amen. We have another woman here tonight. This one saith unto him, I know that Messiah cometh. Oh, praise the Lord. I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. And when he come, he will tell us all things. Praise the Lord. He will tell us, I know. Brethren, can we tonight also say, I know, because Christ told him, this is the hour. And she also said, I know. Amen. Amen. That hour, that is the hour I'm waiting for. Amen. That was the hour she was waiting for. Amen. And now, my brother, my sister, what hour have we been waiting for? And the hour has come. That hour is with us here. Amen. And it is expected that we would be what? We are supposed to be the true worshippers. That we should what? Worship him. In spirit and truth.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. He said, this woman, the very minute, the very second that she heard that the very hour was what she had been waiting for, when she had found out that the very hour she was waiting for, she could see what she noticed that something was what happening. Something was unfolding. The very hour that she was Amen. Waiting for was unfolding before her.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. It was unfolding before her. The very hour she was what? Expecting. She was waiting for. Let us go back and look at what? A little about the conversation. My sister, just give me John 4.
Amen.
John 4. I think I will start from verse 9. John 4. Oh, praise God. Let me see. Is it verse 9? Yeah. No, let's just start from verse 10. Let's start from verse 10. Praise God. It said, Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God and who it is that saith unto thee, give me drink, thou wouldest have asked him, and he would have given thee living water.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. If we know the grace and the love of God, oh, who has sent this message to us? Oh, my brother, we will leave everything behind.
Hallelujah.
And hang our eternal destination upon this message. Jesus said, if you know the gift of God and who it is that saith unto you, give me drink, you would have rather asked of him, and he would have given you what? A living water. You see, this woman was noticing something. Praise God. This man, he has never met him anywhere. Now, this man was the way how he was unfolding things to her. Oh, praise God. Living water? My. Then she said something. He said, sir. You see, she wanted to probe into this man to know more. She wanted to receive more. Oh, hallelujah. Are we following that same spirit? Do we probe to know more? Praise God. She probed into him to know more from this man. So, she says, sir, okay, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Whence hast thou that living water? See, she has repeated that living water. The well is deep, and you have nothing to draw the water. From where now can you give me that living water? Oh, hallelujah. Then probing more, she even asked this man because she wanted to get something out from this man. At thou, oh hallelujah, amen, greater than our father Jacob, which gave us this well, from which he himself drank from it, and his children, and his cattle. Are you greater than him? Is. She wanted to know. If you say you have a living water, praise God, then I want to ask you, are you greater than Jacob? Because his well has been the well that we have lived on ever since. Hallelujah. But now you are talking about another water, living water. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. That means there is something special about this man. So I want to know, are you greater than him? Oh, praise God. Then Jesus answered and said unto him, to her, he said, whoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. Amen. Anyone, nowhere will you ever go, will you be ever satisfied. This world can never satisfy you. You will really always be desiring something, because what God has made you, there's only one thing that can satisfy this body. Because he created you in his own image. Amen. Amen. If you don't receive that, my brother, you will be always desiring something and you don't know what you are desiring in life. It says, whoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him, amen, shall never thirst again.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Hey, this man is claiming he has what? Water that when you drink, you never thirst again. He said, but the water I will give to you. Oh, yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
It shall be a well. That will be in you.
Yeah.
And all the time it will be what? Springing up. Hallelujah. Springing up. Unto what? Unto everlasting life.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes, sir. Fountain of what? Life. Will be springing in you. The woman had heard so much. She had heard enough. She had now heard enough. Yes, sir. Now she wanted the prayer. Now look, you have talked so much. Now I want to see it now.
Amen.
Amen. I want you to prove. I want it now. Now you prove it to me now. Praise God. Amen. The woman was looking for an hour. Praise the Lord. Because that I know that Christ, that Messiah, when he comes, that Christ, I know. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So she knew that an hour was coming. That hour would be her hour.
Yes.
And now she could see that that hour is what? Unfolding before her. So he said, the woman said, "Sir, give me this water. Give me this water. Amen. That I taste not, neither come hither to draw."
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
I want the water that will be what? Springing what? All the time. Oh, everlasting life in me. So give me. You've talked so much. I'm convinced. Now give it to me.
Yes.
It's all right. He's going to prove to her now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say, go and bring your husband. Go and bring your husband. Amen. Go and bring your husband. How quickly. Oh, I don't have a husband. Say, thou hast spoken the word to the truth. Amen. But I want to tell you. Oh, yes, sir. I want to tell you. You have five. You have Kiki, Coco, Kaka, Titi, Mumu. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And now, Tutu that you are now living with, none of them is what? Is your husband.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hey! Tutu, only yesterday night, I got this man and secretly I sent him to my house. And this man, no! Hey! Only that night, secretly, nobody saw her with that man into her house. And a man he has never known before, even he's called a man's name, Tutu. Hey! Praise God. Sir, I perceive you are a prophet.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
I perceive you are a prophet.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Then that was the time she said, "Oh, yes, sir. I know that. I know that that Messiah, when he cometh, this very thing you are doing, you will be doing the same thing." Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
And that is the hour she is waiting for. Because she has heard that that Messiah, when she comes, oh, he will be an what? Anointed. He will be what? The Spirit of God will be upon him. Yes, sir. He knew that the Spirit of God will be upon him. And that he will be anointed to what? To preach good tidings to people like her. And that he will what? Bind up the brokenhearted like her.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Amen. And that he will proclaim liberty to those who are in prison. Like herself. She knew all this. And now he said, "I perceive you are a prophet." Because that Messiah, when which is called Christ, when he comes, he will do all these things that you are doing. Then Jesus said, "I that speak unto thee, I am he."
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
"I that speak to you, I am what? I am he."
Amen.
What happened? She left. Something now sprang in her. You see the living water doing its work in her now. Oh, hallelujah. That living water started to spring life in her. Everlasting life. It killed everything. Oh, yes, sir. Every life that she has been leading, her prostitution, oh, all this kind of dirty life that she has been leading, that very time when the living water entered and started what? To spring up unto everlasting life. It killed everything.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God. And as the prophet said, she left what? The denominational Jacob well. See? She left what? The denominational Jacob well. Because now a new life has come into her. And off she was into the city. Praise God. Brethren, a new life has come upon her. You see that what? The living water. It wasn't water, physical water like this. It's a give me. That's, okay, here is the living water. Like many what? Many preachers of today. Bring water, let me bless it for you. So that you go and drink and you have a life. My brother, my sister, you see where? The grace that God has given to us. For us to know all these things, yes, now they bless water. You bring water to the prophet, and the prophet will bless that water for you. And you have to be drinking it by what? A very small teaspoonful so that it doesn't what? It doesn't finish. Oh, look at this. Eventually it will do what? It will finish. But we have what? The real living water.
Amen.
The spiritual. So give me, sir, give me this water. And she received it.
Amen.
She received it. Brethren, one thing is that when she got the message, when she got that living water in her, she didn't what? She didn't waste. That she didn't wait for Satan to flood her mind with questions and reasoning.
No.
Praise God.
Amen.
She didn't want to wait. To see now, let me now watch closely this man. Though she has said everything that what? The Messiah that I'm waiting for, he has been able to do what? Say everything up, that the very thing that I'm looking for is
Amen.
Unfolding before me. But let me wait a little and begin to see something about him. That is the time when Satan will come in. He said, look at the man's appearance. See how Satan does things?
Amen.
He would tell, Satan would have come and said, look at the man's appearance. So do you think that such a man could be what, that Messiah? Look, dirty feet like this. And maybe even he hasn't got even a home to live, just alone, seated on what, Jacob's well. Could this man be what, the Messiah? See the work of the devil? Amen. The same thing. Today, people take the message and said, could this Malachi 4, William Branham, could he be that prophet you people are talking about when he cannot even make what? One complete sentence grammatically correct? You see it? Praise the Lord. You don't look at those things. This woman was not looking at what? The appearance of the man. She wasn't looking. She didn't wait. Amen. Just like what? Rahab didn't wait. The very moment.
Amen.
The people, the preachers told her, just fix that scarlet cord. And anyone that will be under that scarlet cord is saved. She didn't wait. Amen. That let me wait. When I see them coming, then I put a scarlet cord. Waiting, my brother, there is evil in it. Stopping, there is evil in it.
Hallelujah.
Leisuring, there is evil in it. That is the spirit of this age, lukewarm. Amen.
Amen.
Waiting. That's why the scripture said, blessed are they that will not what? Walk in the counsel of ungodly.
Hallelujah.
Not stand in the ways of sinners.
Amen.
Not sit in the seat of scoffers. Praise God.
Amen.
Immediately, she felt what a change in her. She didn't what? Begin to reason. Could this man be him at all? Look at the way how he is. Could he be that man? Though he has what? Given me everything to prove that the Messiah I'm waiting for, he has proven it to me. But yet, look at his appearance. Look at the way how he is. No, sir! Amen. Immediately off she went. The prophet said she left what? The denominational Jacob well. Hallelujah. Amen. Went straight into the city. Come and see. Went out to what? To testify. What has what? The change that has come in her. Amen. To let the people know. See? To let the people know that come. Oh, Rahab also requested. Oh, please, for my father, mother, brothers, and sisters. Oh, when you are coming, I want them also to be saved. Brethren, our dear sister, she went racing into the town to draw the attention of the people. Oh, come and see the attraction. Now that is what over there in Jacob's well. There is an attraction over there.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
But one day, one time that passed, you know, Eve. The evil that is in what? Waiting and reasoning. Eve, the prophet said, Eve stopped a little too longer. And she got deceived. Amen. She stopped a little too longer. She waited. Simple. Has God told you that you shouldn't eat of this fruit? Yes. That's what God said.
Amen.
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 Off. You go your way. But she waited. And when she waited, she received what? She received a message that has been what? Something had been put in or something had been taken out. Praise the Lord. Brethren, she never waited. Right away, she went to the city.
Hallelujah.
To bring the testimony to the people. So we see that this Samaritan woman, she had heard maybe the message from the fathers that had been handed down to her that there is coming that Messiah. And when he comes, this is what he's going to do. And from that day, this woman, though she was living in sin, she kept this seed word in her. A seed word. She kept it in her. Amen.
Amen.
Brethren, that is what is expected of us, that this message must be what? Always within us.
Amen.
She kept this what? Seed word in her heart. And so when the very light that day came upon her, that seed started to what? Bring forth what? The fruits that it deserves, because they were what? The seed word of God. Brethren, what hour is it now? What hour is it now? Are we serious, brethren, that we also know that there is coming a time? Christ is coming. This woman knew that a Messiah was coming, and that will be the end of all her troubles. And today, we also know that he is coming. That same Jesus Christ is coming again. Now coming to do what? To take his bride away. We are waiting for that hour. We are waiting for that hour, like this woman was waiting for the hour. Amen.
Amen.
But this woman, what happened? She received a message. Something was proven to her. Amen.
Amen.
It was proven to her that this is it. And she received it.
Amen.
Brethren, we have received all what we need. Amen. Because the prophet said, this hour is an hour of what? Preparation.
Amen.
It's an hour of preparation. Let me read something here. He said that the day that we are living in, the hour, the time of the church ought to what? The church ought to be going forward. God don't want his church to go backwards or sit still. He wants us to go forward and don't slack at all.
No.
The Holy Spirit don't say, slack up here and wait a few years. That's not what the Holy Spirit is telling us. He said, go forward constantly, all the time. Move on. Amen. And he said, we need to open our eyes to see the day, the hour that we are living in, brethren. We need to open our eyes to see the time that we are living in. Let me read something here again. He said what? He said, we are living in the hour of preparation. We believe that the message of the day is what? It's a preparation time. And brethren, how has been our preparation? He said, it's calling the people to have them, the Holy Ghost, and now they are trying so that you will be what? You will be a group of sons to which he is coming to adopt.
Hallelujah.
Brethren, this is the hour of what? Preparation. And what preparation so far have we been able to make? What preparation have we able to make? Brethren, look at today. That's what I'm saying, that I believe our brethren who are not here, they have very good word, reasons why they are not here tonight. But brethren, let us watch these things. Because we have people. The life of Rahab wasn't anything good to write home. The life of what? This woman at the well, this Samaritan woman, there was nothing about her to write home. But yet, when both received the message, they all believed right there. And they acted upon the message, acted upon the word. But we here, we don't act upon it. We hear, we don't act upon it, brethren. We hear, we don't act upon it, sisters. There's no waiting. None of them waited. But it looks as if the spirit of this age, Laodicea, is taking a hold of believers.
Yes.
Brethren, we need to shake ourselves out.
Amen.
The spirit of Laodicea.
Is
very strong. Very, very strong, brethren. That it doesn't even make you to pray. Very strong. Always making you feel tired. Making you feel lazy. Always you are occupied. Brethren, let's watch. The hour. Now, what hour are we in? The prophet said in this message, modern events are made clear by prophecy. Preaching 1965. Paragraph 18. He said, if the people in the days of the Lord Jesus would only have sought God and know what was just about to take place, they would not have what? Condemned Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. If the people of that time, they have what? They have sought God. Amen. Amen. They wouldn't have done what they did. If today, if we will sought the message of the hour, we will not what? Begin to what? Be caught up with the audition spirit. Brethren, let's watch it. He said what? But the reason it was because the scripture had to be what? Had to be fulfilled. Because the Jews had to be what? Blinded. And we are aware of that. Now, do you realize that? That promise again is in this very age that we are living in. The Jews were blinded. And he said that same blindness will be in this age. You may be in the message. You may be, he said, oh, I believe the message. I believe Malachi 4:5. But yet, Lord, you might be what? Blinded. Let's watch it. Because he said, he promised. He said, do you realize that he has promised again in this very age that we are living in, Laodicea church age. This seventh church age that we are living in now is naked, miserable, blind, and they don't know it. See? They don't know it. Blinded. And that is what, when the spirit of this age catches you, that's where it takes you to. You are miserable and you don't know. You are naked and you don't know. You are blind and you don't know. It's a terrible word, spirit, that will ever take someone naked and you don't know. He said he promised that in this age it will happen. The same as he blinded them back there for the purpose of getting his message through to the elected people, he promised to do the same thing in our day. Now God has allotted what? His word to each age. Every hour has its own age. Every time has its own age. He said he has allotted his word to each age. So much to each age that you notice that one age cannot carry over into another age. It just won't work.
Yes, sir.
What good would it have done, Moses, to try to preach Noah's word, message? It won't work. Or what good would it have been? Would have done Jesus to try to preach Moses' message? No, sir. Or what good would it done Martin Luther to continue on with Catholic message? And what good would it have done Wesley to continue on with what? Lutheran message. And he said, what good would it done Pentecostals to continue on with what? Methodist message. Then listen here. And what good will it do Pentecost to continue on when the bride is being called? The Pentecost, they are what? Continuing on. Why is what? The bride is being called.
Yes.
Each hour has its own message. See, we are right up into the seed time. We are in the end time. Brethren, we have our message. That's what he said, behold, the hour that we are living in. Said, I will send you word than Elijah. I will send you Elijah before the great and dreadful day of the Lord. Amen. To turn the hearts of what? The children back unto the fathers. Amen. That's our message, the hour. The message that we are holding on to.
Amen.
And it is what? A message of restoration. A restoration age. A restoration message. Now, the prophet said, a restoration, the apostolic message from the first church, it must what? Reflect. Because he said he's turning our hearts back onto what? The apostolic message. Amen. And the apostolic message, brethren, it wasn't what? A denominational. Amen. It wasn't an organized church. It was what? The demonstration of the power of the Holy Ghost that was leading that church. And so today, this message can never be taken by Methodists, as the prophet was saying. It can never be taken by Baptists. It can never be taken by Pentecost. But it's only for the bride. Hallelujah. Oh, brethren, this is why we must be what? Grateful to the Lord.
Amen.
Because Now, all these churches, the prophet said they are what? They are at the throat of each other. They disagree. Different baptism, different way of what? Believing. And he said, worldliness has crept in. Brethren, oh my, if you see today, churches that say they are Pentecostals, oh my, you see really that the world is completely all over. They have brought what? Worldliness into the world, into the churches. At the time, I went to a certain shop with my wife, and a woman there was very proud to say she's the wife of an elder in a Pentecostal church. Amen. And all her what? Her fingernails just painted. My. She was very proud. She's not seeing anything wrong. Brother, my sister, you must give glory to God. And when she has, a woman told her about me, and she has not yet asked me more, so another woman came, and when we greeted her in our Ghanaian language, then she didn't ask me, she didn't ask my wife, she asked the woman at the shop, said, ah, but who are they? He's not in our church, but he belongs to an apostolic church. So thank you. Thank you that you said apostolic church. Praise God. Yes, amen. The old-time apostolic church.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. So I didn't try to correct it. Because probably if he had asked me, I would say, okay, well, we are also Pentecostals. No, sir. But the woman, God made her to answer the question really good. And I was happy. I was telling my wife, ah, that's a very good question.
Amen.
Said their church is like some kind of apostolic church. And I wanted to say, yes, old-time apostolic. Praise God. Oh, the fingernails painted. And she was very proud that she's what? A wife of an elder in a church. Praise God. Now, when in Jesus' hour, when he came, the same thing was there. Now we have different many churches. As the prophet said, they are at what? Each other's throat. The same thing. When Jesus came, there were the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the Herodians, they were at each other's throat. Praise God. Then the word came. Amen. The word came. And it was what? Difficult for all these churches at that time to be able to what? To receive it. Brethren, it's today the same. All these churches are there. Now the word has come. Amen. That is where you and I, we are seated today. But my brethren, have we recognized the hour that we are living in? How are we? Look at what? Rahab. Look at what? The woman at the well. Always the woman at the well, I want to call her Grace. Praise the Lord, because Grace was really sufficient for her. Amen. The woman at the well. She was what? Looking for a place to worship. Look at what happened. In that day, Jesus' time is still happening today. Or if you don't come to our church, it's only our church that what? Has the truth. And you have to come and worship with us. It was the same thing. This woman, what did the Pharisees say? They said, hey, you can no more worship on the mountains. You must come to Jerusalem to worship. You see it? It is only Jerusalem that you have to come
and worship. And this woman cannot go to Jerusalem. But she kept the seed word. Amen. And Jesus told him, the hour cometh, praise God, when it will no more be what? Either in the mountains or in Jerusalem. But the true worshippers will worship God in what? In truth and in spirit. Brethren, this woman again, let's look at her because she's the center of our discussion this evening. Said she discovered, the prophet said, in the broken system, that she discovered that the scriptural fountain has spoken to her by a scriptural sign that she had been looking for. She left that Jacob denominational system and never went back to it again because she had found the real rock. See? Brethren, the prophet said, she never went back to the old things anymore because she has found what? The real rock where runs the fountain of life, the living water that is springing in her life. Amen. She never went back. Brethren, with this message, if there is any desire for you to go back to your what, former things, then something is really wrong. Amen. Just like what? The children of God in the wilderness, trying to go back to Egypt. That's where their heart was. They left their heart in Egypt. And they wanted to go back to Egypt. Where is your heart? Amen. Amen. Bring your heart home into the what? Into the word, the message of the hour, your message of the hour, so that all your being, all your thoughts, all your desires will be according to what? According to the word of your hour. Amen. Your mind will not linger anywhere. There will not be any other test for anything because he said you will not test anymore. Praise God. If you have taken this message, you will not test anymore. But if there is still test in you for any other thing, then brethren, my sister, you have not yet been like this woman at the well. Amen. He said she left all Jacob's denominational system and never went back to it again because she had found the real rock. Amen. Where runs what? The fountain of life.
Amen.
She ran into the city. She was true with sin. She was true with sin. She was no more a foul woman. Amen. There was no more any other test. Praise God. Because she has what? A well within her that is springing up onto everlasting life. The prophet said, that system, Jacob's well, see, the prophet was referring Jacob's well to what? A system. You know a system? The broken system. Said a system corrects all what? All kind of dirty things.
Amen.
It harbors all kind of what? Bugs and all those kind of tail dancing here and there. He said, the system, that system, Jacob's well, might have been all right. It has served its purpose. See? Where you had been before, it has served you some kind of what? Yeah. It has served you. I was in Presby. Yeah, it served me somehow.
Amen.
Amen. It saved me somehow. But now that I have found that rock, amen, that has become what? A system. Harbors all kinds of foul things. It served a purpose for a while. Amen. So it is with what? The messages
purpose. Wesley time served the purpose. Pentecostals served the purpose. But what? He said, the word of God is what? Moving on. The seed is coming off. Oh, to maturity now. For harvest time. Amen. Amen. And all the rest, the shock, the all what? How to be what? Binded and what? Thrown into the fire. It has served its purpose. My brother, my sister, your former life, whatever, it has served its purpose in your life. Now! Turn to what? What you have received now. Let what? All that is behind you. Oh, stay where it is. Praise God. As Paul said, I don't look back at the things behind, but I press on to the mark. Amen. For the excellency in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. As the proverb is saying, that this is the preparation time. Amen. The hour we are living in. He said the church must what? Go forward. The church must not go backwards. It must go forward.
Amen.
Amen. He said now she was at the true fountain. The cistern had been all right until the true fountain was open. But when the true fountain comes along, the cistern has lost its strength. Amen. All other things has lost its strength. All other grounds, they are what? Sinking sand, my brother, my sister. She found there's a better place to drink. She had a word of life there. She was stimulated. It was trying to what? Put out what? It's just like what? A fire, a house on fire. Amen. On a windy day. Look at it. Immediately, this woman heard, he that speaks to you, I am he. Oh, she didn't wait even to reason. Because waiting will bring what? Reasoning. But look at this man. Look at how dirty. But though he has been able to tell me all the things that the Messiah who is coming, when he comes, he will do all these things. He has been able to do, but you see, then standing looking at this man from up to down. But you said, what is your name? And where do you come from? See, the devil now begins to come in to tell you that, look at the way how he is. How can what? The Messiah be looking like this. That is what the way how the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the scribes, they saw him. Amen. They were looking at what? The outside appearance. Jesus tried everything. Even look at the works. Look at the works. To tell you where I come from. Yet they closed their eyes. Brethren, today, the hour we are living in, we have it here also. We have the message. The fountain of life for our hour. Amen.
Amen.
And how are you looking at it? Oh, you're looking at a prophet. He cannot make one good sentence right. Praise the Lord. That is there to what? To be a stumbling block.
Amen.
To them that are not part of it.
Amen.
But we who are part, who are in it, we don't see it.
Amen.
Oh, praise God. God, he has his own way of doing things. The prophet said, we are not living in a Pentecostal age. We are living in another age. We are not living in the Methodist age. We are living in another age. We are living on up here in the bride age. They're calling out of the church and is getting together for what? For rapture. That's the age that we are now living in. And to my honest opinion, that's exactly the truth. Praise God. And this is not the day of Pentecost. He repeated again. The Pentecostal age is past.
Amen.
Pentecost is gone. This is a harvest time.
Amen.
See? The harvest time, the grains, The water is done, been poured out. The grains getting ripe. Oh, how are you getting ripe? Oh, you go to what? Receive the sunshine. S-O-N shine. Amen. In this last day. And that's the message of the hour. To get us ripened. Oh, for what? For the harvest. This is the harvest time. Amen. He said, come into the grain. My dear brother, as we are closing, come into the grain. My dear sister, hear me. Believe me. If you believe me to be a servant of God, let each one in own way bow your head in humility and offer prayer that we know that we should offer. The prayer that we know that we should offer.
Amen.
Said, God, take me as I am. If that will be your prayer tonight, God, take me as I am. That's what the prophet is saying. As the musicians come, he said, brother, sister, I lay myself also on the altar tonight. God, mold me and make me different. Do something, God. Make me your own. Praise the Lord. Fashion me, Lord, to be like unto you. Brethren, let's watch it. These two women, last week we spoke about Rahab. Today we are speaking about what? The woman at the well. Look at the way how both received the message. Amen. And instantly, they never waited like Eve, waited a little longer and got deceived. They never waited. They applied what? The message that they have heard. They applied it immediately into their lives. He said, give me this water that I thirst no more. Praise the Lord. Because I know you have been able to tell me all about my secrets. And I know when that Messiah comes, who is called Christ, he will be able to tell all these things. Said, he that speaks to you, I am he. That alone, praise God, was what? Enough. She has had the evidence. There's no way now to reason about who, how the man is, how the man looks like. It is the word that came out to prove who he is. Amen. And this day, Malachi 4, the message has proven that it is true. What God said he would do for us, that is exactly what has come to pass. And though he's not one of those educated what? Ministers, prophets, and all those bishops, apostles, with all divinity what? Qualifications. No, sir. Brethren, the hour we are living in. The hour we are living in. The prophet said we are living in an hour of preparation. How far is your preparation? How far is your preparation? How far is your preparation? Think about it tonight. Think about it. Think about it. How far is your preparation?
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I did not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand. Darkness seems to hide his face. I rest on his unchanging grace. In it.
every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Oath is covenant, his blood support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, even is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand.
Yes, brethren, the prophet said, the day that we are living, the hour, the time, the time that the church ought to be going forward. Amen. Amen. And you are the one he's talking to. That you are, there is the time for you to go forward. He said, God don't want his church to go backwards or set still. He wants us to go forward. He don't want us to slack. Slack. It is what? It's the spirit of this age. These two women, they never slacked. Oh my. Rahab never slacked. The woman at the well. Immediately, they received the message. They acted upon the message that you've heard. And now the prophet is telling us, this is a preparation time. This is the harvest time. We have a message. We need to be asking ourselves, how far our preparation has gone? Are we moving forward? Or are we slacking?
Amen.
Or are we going backwards? Where do you stand this evening? Where do you stand this evening? He said the Holy Ghost has been given to us. And that Holy Ghost doesn't say that slack up, wait a few years. He said the Holy Ghost was not given to us for that purpose. Wait a few years. Rahab didn't say, I had to wait, and when I see the people coming, before I put word. She never knew when they would be coming. So to be on the safer side, the scarlet cord was always there hanging. It was there always hanging. Always. My sister, my brother.
Amen.
Many a time we need to what? We need to put ourselves down and challenge ourselves and see whether we are moving forward. Oh, last year I was standing here, but this year I know spiritually things are working in my life. Last year I knew a little thing, I see doubts coming in. But now, oh, no fears. Doubts are something far away from me. I can see within me that anything that I hear, I take it as what? Positive. My prayers, when I offer my prayer, oh, I know that it will happen. It will come to pass. I believe that it is always the will of God.
Or last year, I was very good in prayer. I waited on the Lord in prayer all the time. But this year, it looks as if I feel a little bit what? Tired and slacking. Tonight, brother, my sister, the hour that we are living in, the hour. He said, go forward constantly, all the time. The prophet said, go forward constantly, all the time. Move on. Move on.
Amen.
Let me read what the prophet said here again. He said, my brother, sister, I lay myself upon the altar tonight. I lay it upon the altar tonight too. God, mold me and make me different. Do something, God. Make me in your fashion. Said, come into the greens, my dear brother. Come into the greens. Shall we bow down? As we begin to examine, as you begin to examine yourself, the prophet said, we move on. Go forward constantly. Are you going forward constantly? Are you moving on? God don't want his church to go backwards or sit still. He wants us to go forward and don't slack at all. Don't slack. Lord, renew me.
Amen.
Lord, quicken me.
Amen.
I need the quickening power. I need it, Lord, tonight. I need it. If you are quickening your pace already, ask the Lord to quicken you more.
Amen.
To quicken you more. Is it your prayer line that has what? Fallen short? Is it the way how your faith is now not stable, it's staggering. Doubts always coming. The Lord is here tonight.
Amen.
He said, cast that burden upon me. Cast it upon me. Cast it. I will take it up. I will renew you. I will restore you. I will lift you up. I will give you the quickening power. Yes, I will do it. I will restore it. I will restore it. Brother George, close us in prayer.
Father, we thank thee for this word ministered unto us tonight. Lord, Father, there's a reason and a purpose, Father, for Lord, your word to be ministered even in this way. Father, Lord, we are glad and we are grateful that, Lord, we were so privileged, Lord. Father, tonight, Lord, Father, when the registers are open, when the roll is called up yonder, Father, we will see our names here upon this night, laboring upon the behalf of thine kingdom, Lord.
Amen.
Father, we are standing in the gap tonight, our brethren that aren't here. Lord, Father, Oh Jehovah, if we look in the light of your scripture,
yes,
Father, what verse, Lord Father, can excuse man from your house?
Mm.
Lord, there's nowhere in the Bible where we can find, Lord Father, where you said, Lord Father, maybe through Paul, Father, if one is sick, Lord Father, maybe to get a doctor's note and stay at home, Father, but Lord, the sick were brought to your house.
Yeah.
Father, Lord, we see when you were here, Jesus, the sick were brought to your house.
Yes.
Father, Lord, when I look, Lord, even at, Lord, my diligence for work, Father, is far greater than my diligence for your kingdom.
Yes.
Father, I'm never late to work. Lord, I'm at work always, Lord. Father, no matter the condition, Lord. Father, then why should I not be in your house, Lord?
Mm.
Father, oh Jehovah, even as our brother, not by his own intellect, but by your grace and your divine providence, has expounded, Lord, concerning the time and the hour. Lord, Father, it's not a time to get our lines tangled at this time.
Mm.
Jesus, we who are here, Father, we desire to do more. For Lord, Father, oh God, if Lord, the hour is so late and we are so few, and there's so much to be done, Lord, the laborers are so few, we have much more to do, Lord. Give us grace, Lord, Father, that Lord, Father, we would, Lord, be, Lord, Savior, Father, even in a place of music and in the auditorium at the same time, Lord, Father, just striving for your kingdom to be made whole. Amen. Lord Jehovah, grant us grace.
Amen.
For Lord, Father, our lives are not yet at that point where, Lord, Savior, you could entrust us, even at, Lord, Father, that third pool power. But we ask your mercy, Lord, tonight.
Amen.
For we who are here tonight, Lord, we know that our brethren would fall in line.
Yes,
Father,
Lord.
Some we've not seen for so long. Lord, we've even forgotten about them, Lord.
Ooh.
Father, when we do see them, Lord, when they do come, Father, Lord, it's like maybe service is not a winter thing, Lord.
Yes.
It's just something we come in the summer. How we ask your grace, Lord, tonight. Father, that for every believer that is at home tonight, Lord, Father, you know the reason why. Lord,
yes.
Even those who have excuse, Lord, Father, let it not become, Lord, a habit that, Lord, Father, we'd get accustomed, Lord, Father, to making excuses, Lord.
Yes.
For, Father, we know, Lord, they made excuses when you sent out your servants to call them, to bid them to your supper. Lord, Father, and you gave that parable as an example that we not, Lord, Savior, be caught up like those who said, Lord, they had no time to come, Lord, to the master's dinner. Oh, Father, give us grace, Lord, we pray. Give us mercy, Lord, give us diligence, Lord. Father, we pray, Lord, Savior, that if our brethren at home just idling, Lord, Savior, give them no joy, give them no peace in those things that they do, Lord. Father, but let them, Lord, Savior, Father, oh God, Lord, Savior, be so convicted that they would come, Lord, Savior, God, to our next service, Lord. For Father, Lord, has Wednesday become a day, Lord, Savior, when it's just a day when, Lord, Father, maybe the people who are not serious go. Father, oh Jehovah, we ask your grace and we intercede, Lord, even upon their behalf. Lord, we don't want them to be here that we can see their faces, Lord. But we know when we are all in one accord, in one place,
yes,
then
Lord.
You can do the miraculous, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we're thinking of many, Lord, Savior, that we don't see, Lord.
Oh,
you know them by name. You can see them right where they are, Lord, Savior God.
Yes,
Father,
Lord.
Give us grace, Lord. And we who are here, let us watch and pray. For, Lord, Savior, the hour is late.
Yes.
And Lord, we don't want to fall into any temptation, Lord.
Yes.
Father, let us, Lord, Savior, be constant and fervent in prayer. Lord, Father, seeking, Lord, Father, and making our calling and election sure.
Yes, Lord.
Bless the word that's ministered this night. Bless it to our bodies, Lord. For this word, Father, I believe, Lord, Savior, is supposed to go one with the Friday service and one with the Sunday service. And it's all a package, Lord, Father, of rapturing faith for your bride.
Yes,
give
Lord.
Us mercy now, we pray. We remember now, Brother Maxwell out there. Father, you put him there for a purpose and a reason.
Amen.
Father, that Lord, Savior, you would bring out, Lord, Father, the gold out of him, Lord.
Yes,
being,
yes,
Lord,
yes.
there in Holland on his own, Lord.
Yes,
Father,
Lord.
Though he be with believers, Lord, he'd rather be home with us, Lord.
Amen.
But you have allowed for Lord, Savior, for him to be Lord, Savior, like John on the Isle of Patmos.
Yes,
Father,
Lord.
Grant him, Lord, that he would learn what you would desire for him to learn there, Lord, Savior.
Amen.
That, Lord, Father, maybe one day, Lord, Savior, Lord, he'd stand and minister to your bride. Lord, we
yes.
don't know what you have in expectation for him, Lord.
But we believe, Lord, that all things work together for good.
Amen.
Lord, lead us now as we part. Bless our brother who has ministered unto us this night. Yes. Lord, Father, you restore virtue. We're thinking of that sister and Lord in Lord Belfast, Lord. Father, oh God, we
in
ask, Lord, that you
Jesus.
Would, Lord Savior, grant her complete deliverance, Lord. Yes. That, Lord, Father, all we would hear from her, Lord, that, Lord Savior, she is well.
Amen.
Lord, Father, and we would, Lord, Father, acknowledge that, Lord Savior, it's because, Lord Father, we, Lord Savior, who believe, Lord Father, the hour is here and now.
Yes.
When they that worship the Father would worship him in spirit and in truth, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we ask your grace, Lord. Bless the Lord Savior, grant your grace. And bring us again to your house on Friday. Lord Father,
Amen.
Oh God, no matter what the situation, Lord, we shall not be moved. We shall not, Lord Savior, be deterred
Amen.
By any situation or circumstance. For Lord, Father, our reason and purpose here, Father, we are missionaries, Lord.
Hmm.
Father, spreading this gospel in this land that is of darkness, Lord. Give us grace now, we pray. Give us mercy, Lord, as we, Lord Savior, would check out again from this place. Lord, Father, we say shalom. Lord, we love your
Amen.
Purpose. We love your will, Lord Savior. And we will come tomorrow. Lord, we'd not meet thee only on Friday, but we'd meet thee tomorrow morning, Lord Savior. Father, we'd meet thee, Lord Savior, throughout the day. And whilst, Lord Savior, we be out there, keep us and protect us, O God. In our cars, keep us, O God, and bring us back to thine house that we would do as thou hast raised us for. Bless your children. Grant them grace. We think of Brother Shepherd this night.
Mm.
Lord, we have that incident at the camp. Lord, we ask your grace. Undertake for him, Lord, we pray.
Yes.
Grant us your mercy. Always we ask in thine holy name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Oh, Lord. Our brother has prayed for the brethren who are not here tonight. Lord, be with them. We want to remember our pastor also, Lord. That Father, you bless him, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Keep him and the family, Lord. Father, we pray that us even combining, Lord, all this work and the ministry, Lord, give him the strength, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we pray that, Lord, you guide him. And always, Lord, you anoint his lips, Lord, that you always, Father, bring the word of God to stand in his life. The Lord Jesus, whenever he comes and stands before your hearing, Lord, it is you that will be speaking, Lord. We commit him, Lord, into your hands. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
God richly bless you, my brother and my sister. God bless you. Keep moving forward. Amen. The hour is the hour of preparation. The harvest time. Courage and love.
Do you know grace? Amazing grace. Sweet the sound. There are many dangers, toils and snares we've already come. Look where we've come from and where we are, and I'll ask you, we've already everything I work for all my life. Everything I loved was gone. The lowest valley of my life, I was flat on my face, but the great hand of Jesus came.